This is a series of 12 short prefaces to meditation, each with a title and with a few seconds pause between each one. Preface 1. Greenness. Greenness. And it came to pass one day, when we were on a holiday with family, Jim, it would have to be Jim, of course, knowing our daily priorities, said to Sheila and me, "Are you two going off then to marinate?" And so it has become. Whenever we're with them, we don't meditate anymore. We marinate. Actually, marinate is not such a bad word at all for meditation. You could say that we seek to be immersed in the dark flavours, the mysterious spices of the spirit. And Hildegard of Bingen, one of the bright women stars of 12th century Christian life, talks of prayer as the moisture of reconciliation. What a beautiful phrase that is. The moisture of reconciliation, bringing life to what is dry and withered. In her mystical explorations, she talks constantly of the greenness of things, of our need to recover our greenness, the moisture that is within and really saturates all our moments, all our living, if only we will learn to dwell there. It is our innermost being, because our innermost being is the greenness of Christ. The greenness of Christ. The eternal refreshment of the green Christ. God, says Hildegard, is the one who greens the world. In the huge array of magnificent stained glass in Chartres Cathedral, there are 6 windows of Christ crucified on a green cross, and one of the challenges of a visit is to find them. And Hildegard seeks to root us down into our Mother, who is also God, so that we may fully honour the sacredness of earth, which nourishes all our greenness. To recover the sacredness of Mother Earth is central to our existence, and this is her constant teaching, and today, of course, is more vibrant and necessary than ever. We cannot survive without being aware of our greenness within, the greenness of all things, the sacredness of all living organisms. Meditating, marinating, if you will, in the presence of God, leads us down into those dark, moist depths to recover in often such shallow and sad contemporary times our eternal freshness, not just for ourselves, you and me, but for all humankind, the living universe. Contrary to what many outside meditation may regard as introverted and self-centred navel-gazing, and contrary to our own expectations, we increasingly discover, learn and know, to our surprise and delight, that our horizons expand and deepen. Horizons open up where we never ever saw them before, and they continue to expand and expand.